Radio Bielefeld am Abend. Die Hit Story mit Stefan Schüler.
So ist das und wir machen weiter. Eine Stunde noch. Francis Rossi von Status Quo. Ich habe ihn getroffen vor 4 Wochen in Hamburg und habe mich mit ihm zusammengesetzt und ein bisschen gequatscht über dies und das und jenes. In dieser Stunde erleben wir ein kleines Francis Rossi Status Quo Quiz und wir werden mal gucken, was die Status Quo mit den Everly Brothers zu tun hat. Und wir reden über die Entstehungsgeschichte dieses Songs hier. Pass mal auf. Francis?
Hallo? Hi, this is Francis Rossi of Status Quo, and you're listening to Radio Bielefeld with Stefan, who is such a fabulous man, but like me, he's getting older.
Ja, sehr lustig. Jetzt haben wir gelacht, ja. Bleiben wir alle, bleibt uns nicht verschont, ne? Wir bleiben nicht verschont. 1975. Down, down. Status Quo, Down, Down, ihre erste und bisher einzige Nummer 1. Und wie das Ding entstanden ist, da werden wir gleich mal ein bisschen drüber sprechen mit Francis Rossi von Status Quo, der heute exklusiv hier bei Radio Bielefeld Rede und Antwort steht. Ich muss mal gerade hier so ein paar Sachen klären. Ich habe ja eben schon gesagt, dass der Christian, ne? Ja, Krischi hat geschrieben aus Linz in Österreich. Hey ho, bin 29, seit 94 Quo-Fan. Das wird doch immer so bleiben. Toller Sender, super Aufmachung der Sendung über Quo. Auch sonst ist das Radio echt toll. Werde bestimmt öfter mal reinhören. Das tät uns freuen. Das könnt ihr machen. Jetzt kommt hier die Legende gerade rein. Stefan Quo. Super Sendung. Vor allem das Interview mit Francis. Ich war auch in Hamburg Stadtpark dabei. War zu nass, sagt er. Ich bin seit 73 Quo-Fan. Meine Website ist auf der offiziellen Quo-Seite verlinkt und ich habe schon mit der Band gefrühstückt. Ich habe ein Quo-Tattoo mit Autogramm eintätowiert von Rick und Francis. Ja, könnt ihr gucken. Stefan Quo, da könnt ihr das sehen. Wohnt nicht weit von hier in Löhne. Ne? Arminia-Fan ist er auch noch. Also bitteschön, mehr geht nicht. Nochmals Glückwunsch zu der tollen Sendung. Stefan Quo, ey, geil. Ja, wir haben ja, ich muss ja sagen an dieser Stelle, wir haben ja für diese Sendung Werbung gemacht. Und wir sind auf diversen Fanpages gelandet. Im Quo-Ticker sind wir gelandet. Die haben das also geschrieben. Statusquorockt.de, da haben wir das geschrieben. Da stand es geschrieben, dass diese Sendung stattfindet. Und auf der offiziellen Homepage von Status Quo stand, dass diese Sendung heute, steht immer noch, dass diese Sendung heute Abend stattfindet. Dafür herzlichen Dank. Nach England an Mike Paxman, der hat das klar gemacht da, der passt auf die Seite auf. Grüße auch an Andrea hier aus Bielefeld, die das Konzert betreuen wird, wenn Status Quo im Ende Oktober nach Bielefeld kommt, ja, in die Stadthalle kann man Karten kaufen. Thomas aus Augsburg hat kräftig mitgeholfen, danke dafür nochmal Thomas, dass das Konzert überhaupt stattgefunden hat. Und was habe ich hier noch? Friedrich Wilhelm hat auch geschrieben, der Mann ist zurzeit in Vilnius. In Vilnius, also irgendwie im Osten. Ja, auch alter Quofel, alter Bielefelder auch. Ne? Ja, und also wenn ihr zuhört und wenn ihr mögt, dann schickt eine Mail mal an hitstory@radiobielefeld.de, damit ich weiß, wer so alles dabei ist. Es gibt ein neues Buch von Status Quo. Ab September soll das rauskommen. Die Status Quo Autobiografie. Das ist so neu eigentlich nicht, weil das gibt es schon auf Englisch. Jetzt wird es das auf Deutsch geben. Ich habe es mir alles reingezogen, was da drin steht. Viele, viele Geschichten. Und in einer davon, da geht es um die Entstehung von Songs, wie also Status Quo das auf die Reihe kriegt mit Songs. Und im Speziellen geht es um dieses Down Down.
Yes, well, the point is the song we started, I started the back to this chord sequence in, not really a sequence, but the chord thing in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And then we got back to England and Bob was at my house and we did the first verse, lovely. And again, 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 and... And again, and no, let's do the second verse. Second verse, lovely. Again, 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 and let's do the third verse. So we do the third verse, and then we sat there that night, and I said, no, we have to come back. So he came back the following night, and I said, you remember? I said, Mark Bolan, we were talking about Mark Bolan. He had Dabby Van, and that's something about writing rock pop songs. It's not necessarily the lyrical content as opposed to the shape of the word that sits with the melody. Again, again, duh. There it was, down, down. I said, it makes no sense. makes no sense at all. Down, down, deeper. And so we talk between us saying, well, perhaps it means sense of down, down, go away. Go away, kind of, you know. And it worked, and the whole song, and children loved it. And I thought that was bad at the time, but if a three-year-old, usually they have something, and you'll find that there's something they have, little ones. And then many years later, you know, in the last 15 or 20 years, we're doing the show, down, down, all the women are going, mm, 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 mm. No, 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 oh, okay, okay, I never thought of that. At the time, that was not a thought. These days, all the women are, mm, mm, mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great on radio, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great on radio.
Macht er schöne Gesten hier, macht er im Radio. Das ist unglaublich. Francis Rossi, ey. Ja, er sagt, also irgendwie kamen sie nicht richtig voran mit diesem Down-Down-Ding. Irgendwie hatten sie auch keinen Plan, wie das heißen sollte. Irgendwie waren sie am Schrammeln und am Schrummeln. Und dann kam irgendwann Bob Young dazu. Und dann kam diese Idee mit T-Rex. Und T-Rex hatte mal einen Song, der hieß Deborah. Und da war dieses Duff. Und das war's dann. Und dann wurde Down-Down fertig geschrieben. Der Text macht irgendwie zwar keinen Sinn, sagt Francis. Aber die Kinder, die fanden das Lied klasse. Und Kinder können an der Stelle ja nicht irren. Ne? Das war kein Frauentext, hat nichts zu tun mit Down Down und irgendwie so Nummer 1 in England 1975. Und wie gesagt, das Buch kommt im September in deutscher Sprache auf den Markt. Witzig wird das jetzt. Ich habe mit Francis ein kleines Quiz gemacht, habe ich vorbereitet, habe ihm so seine eigenen Lieder in ganz kurz mal vorgespielt und Francis musste raten. Und ja, wie das ausgegangen ist und das hören wir jetzt. Die entscheidende Frage an Francis war diese.
Can you recognize your own songs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Okay, we try it.
Go on then. Yeah, April, Spring, Summer and Wednesdays.
Ooh. From 1927.
27.
Something like that. Yeah, okay, take
that's
the next
one. Nice, that front. Nice intro.
Take the next one. Right? Like this.
Stop. Is that Baby Boy?
Yeah, great. 77.
Yeah, well, I'm going to look at remixes.
He knows them all.
That's that Christmas song.
A status quo Christmas song.
Yeah, not my idea. Not my
thing.
Not my thing.
But you played guitar on it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's Rick. I have to. Rick really thinks it was going to make a difference, and he always wants the idea of this Christmas song. I would never have gone in a Christmas song with Quo, dum-de-dum-de-dum. I would never have done that. I'd have gone, tried to go somewhere else. But
I think it's great.
I know, people love it.
Every time Wham and Slade and Gary Glitter and things, now we have a Quo Christmas song.
Yeah, well, maybe. It will go, in time it will become a goldie, yeah.
Next one.
It's people all around, they look at Little Miss Nothing.
Little Miss Nothing, yeah. Flip side of Ice in the Sun.
Are you growing tired of my love? No.
No.
Oh, I make me stay a bit longer.
Yeah.
No.
And I do. Is that recent? Yeah, that's Mad About the Boy.
Yeah, Mad About the Boy. 1 point. 1 point more. We have five. Only two.
You can do this all day. I'll be here. Stop.
What happened there?
Your shit on stuff. He says, your shit on stuff. And then Rick says, looks like the back of a oak tree. There's a guy that we had work for us. He had such a hairy back. Rick could see him from the glass at the control room. And I was talking to, we'd had a take, do another take. And I was talking to Alan Lancaster, sat in a room. And he said something. And it's an expression in England where they say you're shite hot stuff. Because it's that hot, you can't touch it. You won't touch it. And that's when he said and went into that. And then Rick said, looks like the back of a oak tree. So they push out the swear word. In a nowhere, and I lost
this shit hot stuff, ain't
you? I didn't. I like that song.
Weird. Great song. Great song. One of my favorites.
Yeah,
last
I love
one.
It.
Last one.
Ha. Is that an ant? Wait a minute. Wait
Got
a minute.
Him.
Don't
Got
be
him.
Big. No, you haven't. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. It's Andrew Bowne and myself wrote this, no? I don't.
No, you don't wrote this. You don't wrote that.
Oh, got him! Yes!
It's not one of yours. It's When I'm Dead and Gone.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's not fair. It's a cover. I don't
think it's a cover. You did a lot of covers. Scheiße cover. Don't like that. Don't like covers.
Don't do
any cover CDs.
No, to be honest, when you want to do the odd song, it's great. But when we were first presented with the idea of Don't Stop, I sat depressed for about 3 months, thinking that, well, there's no point in... And I realised then, even though I think status quo songs, you know, what people talk about them, they're not real songs, it's still, in my little life, something for me to be able to write a song. And to not to have to write a song at that point, I was almost, well, what's the point? I had no point in being in a band. I don't wish to go out on tour doing loads of covers. I enjoy... playing Quo Material.
Also eins müssen wir aufklären, Little Miss Nothing ist die Flipside, die damals die Singles hatten, noch eine Rückseite, liebe Kinder, von Price of Love, das Weihnachtslied, sagt er, das ist irgendwie nicht sein Ding. Rick Parfitt wollte immer gerne ein Weihnachtslied machen. Ich finde das gut, dass, also Entschuldigung mal, ich finde das gut, das Weihnachtslied, habe ich ja auch gesagt. Und diese Geschichte da bei What to Do 1975, das war irgendwie so eine völlig krude Geschichte im Studio, da lief eben so ein Typ rum, der hatte ganz viele Haare auf dem Rücken. Und da haben sie sich irgendwie wohl drüber kaputt gelacht. Und ja, Covers, CDs, sagt er, ich habe es ja vorhin auch schon mal selber gesagt, bei Don't Stop war das so, bei einigen anderen CDs. Er hat das also nie so wirklich geliebt, diese ganzen Covergeschichten zu spielen. Francis spielt logischerweise lieber Quo-Songs als Lieder von anderen Leuten. Ausnahmen bestehen gegen die Regel. 1975 ist das nicht so gewesen. Wir hören uns das mal komplett an, das Ding. What to do? 1975. Status Quo.
Wow.
Sheriff's coming.
Are we going for it now?
Looks like a tree from the
back. Yeah, we're going.
Only missed.
Status Quo im Interview bei Radio Bielefeld, um genau zu sein, Francis Rossi, What to Do, 1975 ist das gewesen. Wir haben natürlich auch mal so ein paar private Sachen irgendwie geklärt. Sein Vater, der ist ja ein Eismann gewesen, also der hat der Eiscreme verkauft und Francis hatte also als kleines Kind immer lecker Eis und der Papa, der war unterwegs mit einem kleinen Auto, ne, hatte kleines Eiscreme und der hatte das schon geerbt sozusagen, weil auch der Opa von Francis, der hat schon Eis verkauft, war also die logische Frage, was mag denn Francis so für Eis?
What is your favorite gelati, Señor Rossi?
Vanilla.
Vanilla, simply vanilla.
My grandfather used to make the ice cream and John Edwards, the bass player, we were somewhere the other week. John Edwards, the bass player, went out and he went to an ice cream place where they taught them all about ice cream, how it used to be made. And so I told him how it used to be made by my grandfather. He was kind of fascinated by it all. But I just grew up, and that was what my grandfather did. And they had this small factory. At the front was the kind of cafe, restaurant. At the back was the for make the ice cream. And that's what we all grew up doing. We grew up in that kind of retail environment. So if I hadn't sold BMWs, it would be, someone's having a shave. If I hadn't sold BMWs, I would have sold ice cream. So I would be happy selling BMWs. I didn't want to sell ice cream.
Ja gut, also Francis würde lieber BMWs verkaufen als Ice Cream, wenn gar nichts mehr geht, weil er ist ja gestandener BMW-Fan und da steht er ja zu und das soll er meinetwegen dann auch sein. Ne? Das hier kommt aus dem Jahr 1961 von den Shadows. FBI, was Francis Rossi davon hält, von Status Quo, das werden wir gleich hören hier bei Radio Bielefeld. Die Shadows. Da war Francis Rossi also 49 geboren, da war der 12, ne? 12 Jahre alt. Da hat Francis Rossi schon die Shadows gehört. FBI, die ja dann auch unter anderem die Begleitband waren von Cliff Richards. Und da kann man Francis natürlich mal ganz was Einfaches fragen. What do you think when you hear this, when you hear the Shadows?
Takes me back to when I was younger. They weren't wild or anything like that. They were just this fantastic sound. And that's the whole thing with music, rock music, pop music, show business, is that the person listening or watching, it's what they imagine it to be, is what it is. The truth about show business, rock and roll, we don't want to see its bum. Do you know what I mean? You don't want to go around and see the hinton, is it? They don't want to see behind. You have to see isn't it fantastic? And that's what we have to keep going. And that's what I remember. It's before I knew what show business was like. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It was just magical. And there were mono records and there were... it was just something about FBI and the idea, particularly in England when I was a boy...
Well, 61. FBI was in 61.
To call a song FBI was like, wow. Yeah, FBI. And they were instrumentals. They were quite unique, the Stones, Shadows. And I still have their Greatest Hits albums, and I still play them. I just think they're unique.
And who had the idea to do it again? You do the same song with Brian May.
With Brian, yeah. We were doing Don't Stop Out, which is a covers album, which I don't like doing. And we asked Brian to do some stuff, which was fine. He said, well, if I do this for you, will you come and do FBI? And we did it in my studio in my old house. And Brian came to my house and we did the stuff in FBI. And it just went, it's just stuff that you do. It's you know, it's perhaps not as important or as monumental as some people think. I'll do that. It's like he says to you, will you come to my house Saturday and help? Yeah, fine. And that's what Brian said, will you play? Yeah, certainly, yeah. Will you? Yeah. But then the managers and PR get involved and then it becomes business, which is fine. Yeah. I spoke to Jeff Lynne, who's a friend of mine. I've always liked Jeff Lynne I've known him since I was about 16, I think, 16 or 17. And I talked to him once and I said, would you consider co-producing with me a Francis Rossi album or maybe a choir album? He said, you have to speak to my manager. And I realised then that it's a thing we have to do, even though we're friends. Once we start talking business, we aren't friends anymore. We're talking business. And so he steps back and I step back and the business takes over. And for many years, I thought that was kind of... I was probably a bit more fairy tale, thinking it was all lovely. But no, you have to step back and business has to get involved. So that's what happened with Brian, with his manager and our managers.
Johnson Fogerty.
Yes.
Yeah, had a lot of problems with record companies.
He has a lot of problems. We were doing the Montreux Jazz Festival and he was on. And the idea is that we would go and sing something together. We would do Rocking All Over the World together. And he didn't want to do it and he wouldn't near anybody. He was an extremely difficult man. And I felt like that. You see, and that's, you think, oh, well. And that's, you learn to move on. You know, again, it's me being a little bit fairy tale from before I was successful. How fabulous. No, not everybody's fabulous. It's music and image. And the truth, the public don't need to know the truth. It's show business.
But he gets money every week.
Yes.
From that Rocking All Over the World thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, in fact, there was a story backstage that our PA, the Chinese lady, was stood and... somebody looking after him, and just before we were finishing or something, he said to her, you know, I work for the guy that wrote this song. And she said, I work for the band that created all the money for this song. Which is true. We must have earned him so much money on that song, which I don't begrudge that. It's just that it's odd that the guy didn't even come and say hi, thanks, you know, something.
Showbusiness, alles Showbusiness. Und die Menschen müssen nicht immer zwingend die Wahrheit wissen, sagt Francis Rossi von Status Quo und die alten Shadows-Zeiten. Sagt er, das war geil. Die waren also nicht wild, aber die hatten einen tollen Sound. Und sie haben einen Song FBI genannt. Das fand Francis Rossi großartig. Er hatte ihre Greatest Hits-Alben zu Hause, hört sie sich immer mal wieder gerne an und hat dann später mit Brian May diesen Song nochmal aufgenommen auf einer Tribute-Scheibe für Hank Marvin. Ja, und obwohl es Probleme gab, wir wollten das so gerne als Freunde zusammen machen, na, mit Brian May. Mit Jeff Lynne wollte er gerne was zusammen machen von Electric Light Orchestra. Als Freunde ging aber nicht, weil jeder hat ein Management und Verträge. Es ging nicht. Ja. John C. Fogerty haben wir angesprochen, der hatte ja auch eine Menge Probleme mit Plattenfirma und Management und so weiter und so weiter, sagt der John C. Fogerty, ja, der hat dieses Ding geschrieben, Rockin' All Over the World, ist ja wunderbar, wir wollten in Montreux mit ihm zusammen auf die Bühne, nö, wollte er nicht, ne, und tja, so ist es passiert. Cliff Richard, habe ich eben gesagt, die Shadows, Begleitband von Cliff Richard. Cliff Richard hat das ja mal gemacht, Cliff Richard hat ja mal einen Song oder mehrere Songs auf Deutsch gesungen, die Beatles haben das auch getan, Status Quo hat das nicht gemacht, stellt sich die Frage, warum nicht, Francis? You never did a song in German language. Why?
There was a period very early on when that was the thing to do, and I was asked possibly to do one in Spanish for Ice in the Sun, and there was talk of doing something, Matchstick Men, I think, in Deutsch. But we were kind of a new school at that time, and we were, oh, we're not doing that kind of thing. And I do think that the rock and roll that we all become, that we so-called know and love, is American. The English want to say it's theirs, or the Deutsche might perhaps, but I sing in an American accent, and I talk in an English one. I know German guys that sing a perfect American accent. So the idea of doing it in, it's almost like if I sang in English for the English market, it would sound silly. We've all accepted the fact that these people, whatever they speak, French, Deutsch, Spanish, sing in American. How do we do that? So if I sang in English with an English accent, it would sound really wrong. And so I don't think that was for us. I didn't really want to do that. That felt like old school at the time. We felt we were new and we're not doing that, you know. I don't know now, but...
What about an unplugged album?
No, I hate it. It was one of those things that became very, very fashionable for 10 or 20 minutes and everybody gets on it, so it's no longer special. It's very similar to how people having their own websites and having their own MySpace and Facebook. And it so quickly these days becomes, everyone's got it. It goes from unique to, everyone's got one. And I find that's the same with the unplugged. I don't really want to do unplugged much. No, maybe I'm thinking about it now. I might have changed my mind. Why did you do that?
Like scouts do with the guitar.
When I first started, I wanted to do the Everly Brothers. So that meant jingy, 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 jing, and sing. I was quite happy to do that. I don't have a very good voice. And I decided I learned to play lead guitar. Not very well, but I decided. So people expect me to do acoustic, and there'll be lead guitar to do. I don't want to do that in acoustic. It's different. I don't mind singing jingy, jingy, jing, and I like it. I don't mind that, but it's not going to happen, I don't think.
Jingy, jingy, ja, sagt Francis Rossi, es gab mal eine Zeit, wir sollten mal Pictures of Magic Man auf Spanisch machen, aber nö, das sagt er, das war nicht modern damals, also er fand das alles nicht so gut, jeder sollte in seiner Sprache singen und Rock'n'Roll auf Deutsch und nee, also man kann ja nicht mal wirklich Englisch singen, für den englischen Markt, sagt er, weil die singen alle das amerikanische Englisch, ganz interessant, muss man mal ein bisschen zuhören und Unplugged, Status Quo Unplugged, nee, das will er auch nicht, Unplugged war mal modern irgendwie für 10, 20 Minuten, wie Facebook und irgendwie weiß ich auch nicht was und nee, also so singen wie die Pfadfinder, so Jingy Jingy irgendwie. Obwohl, die Everly Brothers, das war immer toll. Das wollte er auch. Aber nicht unplugged. Nö, die Everly Brothers. Ja, achte drauf, 1965 ist das gewesen, die Everly Brothers. Und wie gesagt, das fand Francis Rossi klasse.
The Everly Brothers were always, that was the first thing I saw that I really, really wanted to do. That was it for me. That was totally it. And, when they started to move more modern, getting to price up, when I first heard The Price of Love, I just, as I said, anything the Everlys. So it was a danger because there was a lot of us. I know Robert Plant still. Robert Plant did two songs I always wanted to do on his big album with, what's that lady he sang with? Anyway, he did two tracks. So he did Come On and Stick With Me, Baby, and Please Leave the Letter That I Wrote. I like that too. The Everly Brothers at that point, they da 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 da, that started to lean towards where Quo can do that because of the riffiness of it. And we've done various versions. We first heard a band do it in 1968. Rick and I were out called the Speakeasy in London. I never went to places like that. Why I was there, I don't know. And there was a band called Heir Apparent, which is E-I-R-R. They play on the words of H-E-I-R to inherit. They were Irish. And Davey O'List, I think, was in the band and all that. And they did a version of Price of Love, and we thought we have to do that. And we did.
Ah, und dann hat Status Quo gemacht, 4 Jahre später. Und so hat es dann geklungen, Price of Love. Und hat eingeläutet die neue Ära, diese Boogie-Ära mit Bob Young an der Mundharmonika. Ne? Achtung, Price of Love, Status Quo. 1969, Status Quo, The Price of Love mit Bob Young an der Mundharmonika. Grüße zurück an, wo kommt das denn her hier? Jörg Schäfer hat geschrieben aus Regis in Breitingen, Musikwunsch Soft to Ride. Machen wir vielleicht mal in der nächsten Sendung die Hit-Story, die, was ihr jetzt alle hört. Das kann man jede Woche hören bei Radio Bielefeld. An jedem Donnerstag ist das von 19 bis 21 Uhr. Gibt es schöne alte Oldies, 60er, 70er, 80er, wenn ihr wollt. Und Grüße an Nidi, schreibt Jörg Schäfer. Ich muss auf jeden Fall mich noch bedanken bei Michael, ja, bei Michael Schiller und bei Jürgen Adametz, die ja mit ihren beiden Seiten statusrockt.de und Quote
ticker.de kräftig dazu beigetragen haben, dass wir heute diese Sendung mit vielen Hörern machen. Und als Belohnung verlose ich unter allen, die mir jetzt in den nächsten 10 Tagen eine E-Mail schreiben, verlose ich 2x2 Karten für Status Quo in Bielefeld und ich verlose 2x Quid Pro Quo mit Originalunterschrift von Francis Rossi. Bitte sehr, eine E-Mail an hitstory@radiobielefeld.de. Dann könnt ihr das gewinnen. 2x2 Karten für das Konzert in Bielefeld Ende Oktober und 2x2 CDs. Quid pro quo mit Original Autogramm von Francis Rossi könnt ihr gewinnen. Schickt eine Mail an hitstory@radiobielefeld.de. Ihr seid dabei und die Auslosung, die kommt dann. Francis Rossi ist, weiß ich nicht, ob wer das kennt von euch. Francis Rossi ist ein Chairman of a whiskey, a 200 years old whiskey. Also er ist so diese Galionsfigur. Glen Rossi Whiskey heißt das Zeug. Francis, was ist das denn für eine Geschichte?
That's funny. Some time back, one of the catering people, wherever we go, there's a rider, you know, one of the caterers, we were in Scotland, and I saw this, somebody like Glen Rossi. I thought, it was on the bus. It's one day. I said, what? I get to the bus and it's a bottle of whiskey and it's got my name on it. I'm thinking it's a joke. It must be a joke. The idea of Glen Rossi. Glen is very, it's the whole Scottish thing. And Rossi's very, very Italian. It doesn't make sense how the two came together. And I think possibly, I'd seen this. I thought it's funny. Have a little sip. Yeah. And possibly about 3 years later, I get a letter at my house to do with status quo business, which is very rare. So it makes me very suspicious. This letter comes through, you know, and I'm reading this letter.
Ja. Also ist er ein Chairman für ein Whisky ist er geworden. Hat gedacht, die wollen ihn veräppeln irgendwie, aber er hat das also dann gemacht. Kann man gucken, Glen Rossi Whisky. Nicht schlecht, die Geschichte. Ich habe mit ihm gesprochen, auch über die Night of the Proms. Da hat Status Quo gespielt und zwar mit einem riesengroßen Orchester waren die da zugange. Das war also auch für Status Quo mal irgendwie ganz was Besonderes. Francis, you played Night of the Proms with a huge orchestra.
Yeah, I don't think the recordings are very good. And our engineer that did this album, and that's Greg Jackman, he designed these special little microphones that can go inside even a Stradivarius without marking it. And so you could have 60 violins and have control over every single violin. When we did those shows, they were that worried about using mics at a distance. The amount of overspill from the drums or from the amps that go in those mics that go near the strings. So it affected the recording and affected the balance you end up with. It's very, very difficult to make that work. Whereas if that was done again now we know how to do it. And technology has come forward and we have the microphones to record everything in its own space. But I understand that it's the greatest thing about that is we toured with an orchestra and a choir. It was the biggest tour I'd ever been on before. It was huge. It was fantastic.
You had to play 3 songs or something like that?
Yeah, that's the worst part. Most of the time you...
Yeah.
All the time. But you get used to say, it's a terrible complaint. I'm sure lots of people would love to think they do nothing most of the day and have to work 2 hours. But as I said to you, that you know, because you make radio, the focus in your head about that 2 hours you have to do is not as easy as people think. And I think that makes a performer, is that I've got to do this, I've got to do it, I don't want to do this. And then when I don't do it, they say, you don't have to do it. I go, what do you mean I don't have to do it? Yeah. I want to do it. There have been many times Rick and I are both like this. We'll be in a gig and there may be a problem. I think that today's gig may be cancelled. Yes! Been cancelled, and then we go, and in 45 minutes away from the gig, you think, I would love to have played tonight. So that's that human condition all the time. We always, what will we, you know, the grass is always greener over there.
Yeah.
It's always better over there. And the trouble is, it's over there again, isn't it? Yeah.
Ja, sagt er, das war was Besonderes, Night of the Proms. Kompliziert war das irgendwie, das Konzert aufzunehmen mit irgendwie jede Violine hatte ein Mikrofon und so. Aber sie haben es hinterher geschafft. Er ist von den Aufnahmen nicht so ganz überzeugt. Aber anyway, das Blöde, sagt er, bei solchen Konzerten ist ja, wenn da spielst du nur drei Lieder und die meiste Zeit sitzt du rum. Er findet das überhaupt gar nicht lustig. Er sagt, manche Leute denken ja, oh, nur 2 Stunden arbeiten am Tag. Das ist ja eine coole Sache. Ja. Aber Francis sagt, du hast ja den ganzen Tag den Fokus auf diese 2 Stunden. Und das ist nämlich gar nicht so leicht, wie die Leute immer meinen. Ne? Du musst dich dann nämlich irgendwie total drauf konzentrieren. Night of the Proms, 1999, Status Quo, with a big, huge, massive orchestra, with 60 violins and things, whatever you want. Status Quo at the Night of the Proms, 1999, with the big orchestra, yes, sir. Status Quo, Special schon wieder vorbei. Gruß aus Thüringen von Frank aus Sonneberg hat geschrieben. Bernd Holzmann aus Freudenberg hat geschrieben. Klasse Sendung, vielen Dank. Ein Interview, das in die üblichen 0815-Fragen hinausging. Kompliment, let's rock, schreibt Günther Röder. Hallo, coole Sendung. Grüße aus Karlsruhe und ja, so eine CD, die will ich wohl nehmen, sagt er. Kein Ding, also wer eine CD gewinnen möchte von Francis Rossi signiert, der sollte mir schreiben an hitstory@radiobielefeld.de. Ihr müsst natürlich eure Adresse mit draufschreiben, damit wir die Dinger dann auch euch zukommen lassen können. Die Status Quo Special ist zu Ende. We have come to the end. Wie wär's, Francis Rossi, what do you think mit The Party Ain't Over Yet as the last song?
The thing with that song and the writer John David, he used to be in rock part in Dave Edmonds' first band, Love Sculpture. He was in Love Sculpture. He's a really nice man. I've known him for many, many years. He's really nice. And he's written 1 or 2 hits for us. And every time he sends us a demo, we listen to it and think, yes, we've got to do it. It's fantastic. And then we do it, and it's not until it's finished that you go, well, it's okay. And that's what I find with that. I loved it. The Party Ain't Over Yet. It's perfect. But I don't think our version is as good as his demo. And I said this to him recently, and subsequently we aren't doing many of his songs. Now, maybe, as I said to you about the latest album, we should bring John David in and say, John, sit and play the core part, and then we'll build it from there. But what we tried to do is copy his demo, and nope, I don't think it's very good.
A better idea for the last song of our little Radio Bielefeld show?
No, it's a great idea, because the party ain't over yet, we still continue.
So soll es sein, die Party geht weiter. Ich sage Dankeschön fürs Zuhören all over the world. Thank you, Francis, for putting us on your official Status Quo homepage. It's a great honor for us, for our little radio station, Radio Bielefeld. Thank you, everybody, for listening in the whole wild web world. And I always say bye-bye and rock till you drop. Thank you for listening, says Stefan from Radio Bielefeld.